USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
As COVID goes, so goes the economy. That's the message from President Biden following yesterday's disappointing jobs report from the Labor Department. About 235,000 jobs gained in August. Analysts expected much more, though, about 720,000. Biden says beating COVID is vital to boosting our economy.
This is a continuing pandemic of the unvaccinated. Since becoming president, I've ramped up testing, secured enough vaccine for every single American, and gotten 175 million Americans fully vaccinated. Still too many have not gotten vaccinated. And it's creating a lot of unease in our economy and around our kitchen tables.
Some good news, though, from the jobs report. The unemployment rate falls to 5.2%. Anti-Taliban protests in Afghanistan. Dozens of women protesting in Kabul today for the second day in a row. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
COVID appears to be getting worse for kids in the U.S. The CDC report released yesterday finds hospitalizations and ER visits for teenagers and those younger rose from June to August. Dr. Anthony Fauci, though, tells MSNBC it's too soon to say if the Delta variant is really more dangerous for kids than earlier ones.
There's some hints that it is more severe in adults, so you might be able to extrapolate that maybe it's going to be more severe in children. But from the data we have, the only thing we know is that more children are getting infected, and the more kids that get infected, more of them are going to wind up in the hospital.
Some troubling COVID news out of Florida. The Miami-Dade County School District reporting yesterday 15 employees died of COVID in the previous 10 days. A small legal victory for abortion providers in Texas. A state judge rules yesterday that Texas Right to Life can't for now sue Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood wins a temporary restraining order to shield itself from civil suits that are now allowed under a new Texas law that took effect Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The man known as the QAnon Shaman pleads guilty. Arizona's Jacob Chansley pleading guilty yesterday to unlawfully obstructing an official proceeding. The felony carries a maximum of 20 years in prison. Chansley, the man seen in pictures wearing a Viking helmet, a fur vest, and face paint in January's Capitol Hill riot. Alaska Airlines announces a new employee vaccine policy. Tim Berg has more.
All new hires for Alaska Airlines must be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 before they fly with the company. Airline officials implementing the new policy moving forward, which also extends to subsidiaries like Horizon Air. Current employees who remain unvaccinated will have to take part in a new vaccine education program and will be tested regularly as part of the company's new safety protocols. Unvaccinated workers will also no longer have access to special COVID-19 paid time off for infection or exposure. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Banksy shredded painting comes back. Wendy King explains.
The Banksy artwork that self-shredded right after it sold for $1.4 million in 2018 is now up for sale once again. The estimated price this time, $5.5 to $8.3 million. Love is in the Bin will travel to London, Hong Kong, Taipei, and New York before it goes to auction next month. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A boxing legend returning to the ring, Evander Holyfield agreeing yesterday to fight Vitor Belfort next Saturday. Holyfield's 58 years old and he hasn't fought in a decade. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.